we do?
Only one solution. We go west.
Oh, no.
Head to the land of the Yellow Winkies to find the witch.
Oh, crap.
And destroy her.
But suppose we can't?
Then I shall never be courageous.
Or have brains.
Or a heart.
But we will do it. We must. If I don't get home to Aunt Em and Uncle Henry, I'll never be happy again.
Where's the golden kappa? Yes, here it is. Time to rally my forces. They are coming. I can smell it, little Miss Smarty Pants and her bungling clowns. Right into my trap. I'll have the silver shoes and the Emerald City, and then the whole of the Land of Oz, east to west, north to south, shall all be mine!
In your wickedness?
Well, don't perch in the window like an overgrown canary. Come in, Captain.
I shouldn't have to remind you, wickedness, that this is the third and final time my squadrons will obey your orders.
Yes, yes, I'm well aware of that. Come in!
So, what's your command?
There are strangers in my land. A heartless man of tin, a mindless man of straw, a lily-livered lion, and an irritating girl with a yapping dog.
That'll be the one with the flying ass that killed your sister.
The very same.
What you heard about her? So you want them collected and brought here?
Only the lion. I have a mind to harness the cowardly brute and make him pull my chariot.
Right. Any others?
Destroy them. Throw them out. Crush them before they do more damage.
So that's 3 to be destroyed by means left to our discretion and 1 to be transported here, right?
One more thing.
Oh, for a final command, you're stretching the rules a bit.
You and your flock of lazy monkeys are bound by the power of my golden cap. My order will be obeyed.
Of course, my goodness.
The girl wears a pair of silver shoes. They were my beloved sister's. Bring them here as a keepsake. Now go, do my bidding.
All right, lads, we've got work to do.
And now, all's the weak and dismal. Let's see who's really the wickedest of them all.
Weak and dismal? Who's that old hag calling weak?
Go west,
said that most sagacious of wizards,
to the land of the Winkies and destroy the witch, the bane of our lands.
So, what do our ungrateful heroes do? They complain about the lack of road.
Maybe no one wants to go to the land of the Winkies.
But we do. No, Toto. Not too far.
You want to go there, really?
Captain Ginger said we should head west, where the sun sets. Then we're sure to find the witch.
If she doesn't find us first and make us all her slaves...
I still don't understand. If the wizard's so great and powerful, why can't he destroy the witch himself? Why ask us?
Perhaps he's a scaredy cat too.
Well, you'd know, old chap.
Isn't that what kings and rulers do? Send minions to do their destroying for them?
If the wizard's scared of fighting the witch, then she must be truly fierce.
Crumb. It's not too late, I mean, to turn back, is it?
Well, if I did have brains, which I still do really want, really, maybe I wouldn't be happy at all.
Sometimes you can know too much.
That's true. Oh, gosh.
No, listen. Don't give up now. What about everything the wizard promised us?
Yes, but...
Uncle Henry says we should fight for our beliefs. Every year, he plants cabbages. But the wind dries them out, and the jackrabbits eat them. But that doesn't mean he won't plant new ones next spring. He never gives up.
I was never overly fond of cabbages.
The witch is wicked. Everyone says so. She deserves to be beaten, and all her slaves should be freed.
Oh, Dorothy, with speechifying like that, I'd soon sign up to your army.
Don't get all weepy, old friend. You'll start rusting.
Talking of rain, anyone bring a brolly?
Are you sure that's a cloud?
It's flying in formation.
Oh, it's alive! It's those crows heading back to spy on us!
That's not crows. They're too big.
Could be eagles.
No, it's winged monkeys.
Monkeys? Monkeys don't fly.
Oh, this Toto, come here.
Under the trees, take cover.
Run, Toto!
Frisky thing, look out!
I'll see him off.
Turn my black and bloodshot eye. How far off can I espy? Looser. Go on, my rascals. Give them the beating they deserve. Oh, stop complaining. Get on with it. Take him. Take him.
Oh, let me go.
Part his joints and locks. Throw him down upon the rocks. Well thrown, my cherubs. You're the scarecrow. His stuffing till he's truly good for nothing!
Stop him! You can get away from him!
I can't! Leave me be now! Why?
Lion tight, bind his strength and bind his might.
What's happening? What are you doing?
Stop him! Let him go!
I shall tear and break his heart till he's glad to pull my cart. And now, let's finish off Miss Goody. Tin and rust, grind her down into the dust.
I'm sorry, Toto. Cuddle up. I love you. Well, go on then. You've hurt all my friends. I'm ready. Why are you waiting?
Little girl, there's a silver mark on your brow.
What do you care? That's the kiss of the Good Witch of the North.
That means she's protected by the power of good. No one mentioned that. That's greater than the power of evil, that is.
She sent you, didn't she? The Wicked Witch of the West?
You see, rules is rules, miss. Especially where magic's involved. If we armed you, well, that's more than our job's worth. Isn't that right, brothers? If we can't follow orders, not to the letter, we have to negotiate a compromise.
What negotiation? Come on, break the rules. That's what wicked people do. She's only a little girl. Destroy her.
But you're not bad. I can tell. Please, let me go. My friends need help.
Oh, well. That silver mark changes everything, see? If we destroy you, it's eternal torment for us. And that's not good. The hours are terrible.
Then let me go.
No, nothing for it. We deliver you to the witch as required, then it's her problem. She can sort it.
No, stay away from me.
Hold still, miss. He doesn't bite, does he?
He might. Oh! Oh, no. No, put me down. Help us, please. Somebody help us.
Don't struggle, miss. I've got you.
No, but my friends. I can't leave them.
Keep your dog under control, please. We can't deliver damaged goods.
Where are you taking me?
See that castle, miss? Up on the crag? That's her home.
The Wicked Witch of the West?
Your own team for now. If she doesn't... Well.
If she doesn't turn me into something horrible. What's she like?
She's old, miss. All dried up, with a cruel, dark heart. She hates water like her sister hated sunlight. That's why she never washes anything. Ever. She stalks her castle passages, leaning on her black umbrella. She's only got one eye, but it can see near and far. No one's safe.
She sounds so horrid. Why don't you just fly away now?
Magic rules is magic rules, miss. No arguing, see?
Golden cap, feather and quill.
She has this magic cap. It's gold. And when she wears it, we have to obey orders.
Winged monkeys, come to me. Come to me and do my will.
Three times. That's the rules. And this is her third, so once we're done...
But what about me and Toto? And the lion?
Can't say, miss. But she's scared. That's why she sent us out, to destroy you.
But we were sent to find the witch.
That's good, then. She's happy, you're happy, everyone's happy. Job done!
So, you're the mighty king of beasts.
Madam, our royal personage has been abducted.
You look pretty mangy to me, hardly royal at all.
You haggard old harridan, let me out of this cage.
No crown for you, King Frady Cat. I've new duties for you.
Duties? Me?
I'll have you harnessed like a horse.
What?
Then you'll draw my chariot whenever I go for a drive to wave at my slave.
You spiteful old sorceress. I've only one answer for you.
All right, then. If you won't be harnessed, let's see how you cope with nothing to eat. You can starve. Till you beg to do my will.
your wickedness. The thing is...
No, of course they're not. You failed me.
Wickedness, the Tin Woodman and the Scarecrow are destroyed. And you have the lion. But we were not informed about the silver mark protecting the little girl.
On the other side.
Under the Spells of Destruction codes, subsection 11, my lads carried out the task to the best of their abilities.
Where is she?
No responsibility accepted. Sign here, please.
Where is she?
Right here, Wickedness. And her little doggy.
Ugh. All right. Pencil! Pencil! There. Satisfied?
You cannot use the golden cap against us again. Come on, brothers. We're free!
Dorothy. What sort of name is that for a witch?
I'm not a witch.
A witch's friend, then. Was it that old cheat, the good witch of the north, who sent you? Or that quack Oz, the so-called great and powerful?
You've hurt my friends.
Trespassers will be persecuted.
But you can't hurt me. Where's the lion?
Ooh, plucky little thing, aren't you? You killed my sister!
And I'm sorry. It was a terrible accident.
So you say. But you're wearing her silver shoes. I need those shoes.
Why? What do they do?
Oh, nothing, dear. They're just... Oh, so silver. I thought the wizard would keep them for himself. Oh, maybe silver isn't his color. Oh, never mind. So, what do we do with you?
You could send me home to Kansas. Then I'd be out of your way.
Nice try, honey, but you're staying where I can keep an eye on you.
Here? But it's so dirty and dark, and there's spiders everywhere. They all have your face.
My pretty little one's not good enough for you, eh? Then we'll set you to work. Yes! You can scrub the stairs, wipe the walls, and wash the windows. I do believe that has the makings of a spell. I must write that down. Well, get on with it!
Toto, why didn't I keep quiet? I'll never get this castle clean on my own. No, don't march there. I've just washed that bit. Why does the witch want so many soldiers? They just stare. Maybe they're all frightened too? Toto, they've left that gate open. I wonder what's through there. Quietly now.
Oh, come on. One little yes. That's all it takes and you'll get your dinner.
It's the witch.
No? Well, take your time, possums. We'll see who starves first.
Oh, she must keep her prisoners down there. Oh, Toto, you don't suppose... Oh, it is. It's the lion.
Please yourself.
Don't
call your life.
It's
no whiskers
of
my chin. I can wait.
Oh. Don't you ever stop pestering, you horrendous old hag. I've told you I won't do it.
But it's me, Dorothy.
Dorothy?
Yes.
Oh, not dead, then.
Oh, never mind that now. Let's get you out.
Can't imagine how. I think the witch put a spell on the lock.
Oh, I'm not so good on spells.
You know what she wants? She wants me, to pull her carriage.
Oh.
I refused, of course. A lion has his dignity, after all. So I won't eat until she lets me go. Ha! I told her.
Good idea.
Well, see who breaks first. A will of iron. That's what I have. The Iron Lion.
A lion. I've some bread here. I know it's not meat,
but... Oh, thank you. Anything. Oh. Anything to stop the gap. The fact is, I'm as empty as the dear old Scarecrow's head.
Oh, the Scarecrow. The Tin Man.
They're there, my dear. I'm such a dunce, always putting my paw in it.
Anyone there? Scarecrow? Lion? Anyone? Oh, one leg over there, and the other.
Hello? Hello?
Who's that?
Me. It's me.
What in Oz?
Up here.
Scarecrow?
Up here. Top of this tree.
Ah.
I'm all that's left of me.
Ah. Is that you? But what happened?
Those monkeys. Hey. Emptied me out and threw the rest up here.
Oh.
My straw's blowing about all over the forest lawn.
Where's Lion got to? Has he run off?
They grabbed him like Dorothy up in the sky.
Dorothy? They took her too?
It's just us, old friend. Oh. And I'm not much help up here, fluttering in the breeze.
No.
Sorry. Don't suppose you could, well... chop my tree.
No. No good. Sorry, old friend. Reckon my chopping days are over. I'm all in bits.
That's both of us, then.
Oh, I can't just lie here. I can feel the rust setting in already.
Don't lose heart, chum. We'll save Dorothy somehow. I'll think of something.
What's happening? The ground's trembling. Can you feel it?
Can't feel a thing up here.
Something's coming.
Dorothy? Oh, did you bring breakfast?
Not yet, but the courtyard's full of soldiers.
Oh, don't say the witch is planning a parade already.
No, I don't think so. I think she's building an army.
An army? Oh, lummy.
She's going to attack the Emerald City.
Oh, I bet the wizard knew. That's why he sent us. Oh,
to destroy her? But I couldn't. Not on purpose.
That is good to know.
What are you planning?
Something I should have done years back.
No!
Come on, you little skivvy. There's work to do.
Oh! Let go!
Wait, you little rat!
No! Toto!
You brazen old vessel! Leave them alone! Don't worry. We'll get her back. There must be a way out. What do you think?
I saw you, you little freaks. I know what you're up to.
You'll never capture the Emerald City. I won't let you.
Too bad. Collect your bucket. I'll soon have you scrubbing out Ozzy's palace, too. My army is ready to fight for me.
But they're all slaves. They hate you.
And once I get those silver shoes, the Emerald City will be mine for the taking. This will be me. Look. Riding into the city on my lion-drawn chariot!
Away, all wickedness! Witch of the West!
What is
black magic lantern shows me.
My subjects, so loyal, so brave and adoring. Wicked is good, and good is so boring.
And Emerald goes so well, my dear sister Silver Shoes. Give me them.
Why? Why are they so special?
Any real witch would know the answer to that. But if you don't have the power, I'll turn your friend, the lion, into a right royal rug.
Oh, sorry, Toto, old chap. My claws weren't cut out to open long. Yes, I know. But we'll save Dorothy somehow.
Then stand away.
That lion!
Great heavens! Oh, my friends! And you've broken the door! We're free!
There's not much my axe won't cut through.
Toto, wait! Wait! Oh, dear chums, I thought you were goners, all dismantled and pulled apart.
We were.
All in bits. Oh.
But Dorothy called for help, and the Queen of the Field Mice answered. Oh.
She and her troops packed us back together again.
What dear little blighters they are.
And there wasn't one Winky guard on the walls to stop us climbing into the castle.
Uh-huh. All on muster parade, you see.
Where's Dorothy?
Ah. The witch has got her.
The witch?
Set her to work. She's bad, that one.
Then we'd better find her. We've got a job to finish.
Hand over those shoes.
No, I won't. You'll never get them.
I want them now.
Keep away.
Give them here. Spiders black with prickly heat. Tear the shoes from her feet.
No. Keep away from me!
Get them! Get the shoes!
No, Toto! Keep clear!
Mine! They're mine!
No!
Go on! Get on with it!
Oh, but they can't! Oh, the good witch's kiss protects me!
That interfering bitty body! Her tricks are no match for my umbrella! Sand and rocks and grit and bone! Turn this creature into stone! Get that vermin away from me!
Toto, be careful!
My leg!
Oh, Toto! It's all right. She's too dried up even to bleed.
Slime and slither, wound and woe, turn him into a tattoo!
Leave him alone, you dirty old witch!
Then give me the shoes!
Drop the umbrella! Your wickedness!
Mr. Tin Man! You were safe!
Rust till your dust, Tin Man! You're all my slaves!
That we will never be!
Umbrella! You ruffians! Guards! Spiders! Take them all!
No! It's time you had a bath!
Put that bucket down! No! No! Dear child, what have you done?
What's happening to her?
She's melting!
Oh,
course I'm melting! Stop me! Catch me! The bucket!
The water's washing her away!
I'm sorry! I didn't know!
Do-gooders! You think you've won?
What's to say?
Don't listen.
What did the wizard promise you?
Well, he said
it was a fair deal.
Whatever it is, you won't get it. Never trust a wizard!
He'll honor his word.
You mistook a plan. You'll never get home. Not to your precious Candyland.
Kansas! It's Kansas! And I will.
Here I go. Don't say I didn't warn you.
Give me that mop.
Dorothy?
She made enough mess. Let's clean her away for good.
She's gone at last. And good riddance, the wizened old crone. The clouds lift, the sun breaks through, and the land heaves a sigh of relief. And the Winkies, released from years of slavery, declare this day a holiday with feasting and dancing, and much gratitude for their deliverance sent by the...
Beneficent and mighty Oz, the great and terrible.
Well, jingly dong! Quite a party!
Oh, my giddy joints.
What's the matter, old chum?
The Winkies say I rescued them by smashing the witch's umbrella.
Well, so you did.
But now they want me to be their king.
By jingle!
Oh, but I haven't even collected my heart yet.
Yes. And I still need my courage. Where's Dorothy got to?
Oh, don't ask me. She's the one with brains.
Oh, Toto, where is it? I know she left it here.
Dorothy, what have you lost?
Oh, Scarecrow. The witch had a magic cap. It's made of gold. It must be here somewhere.
Oh, is this it?
Oh, yes. Yes, it must be. Thank you.
It's very nice, my dear. I'm sure it'll suit you.
It's not for Sunday best. It has special powers.
But is it safe?
I doubt it. But there's a spell written around its rim.
Oh, well, that's handy.
Let's try it on.
Oh, careful.
Golden cap, feather and quill. Winged monkeys, come to me. Come to me and do my will.
Ooh, oh, snakes alive. Great.
Good evening, miss. The golden cap entitles you to 3 wishes.
Good evening, Captain.
My lads will strive to provide good service, sticking to the rules, that is. But we're glad to see new management. That last one.
Thank you, Captain. Please carry me and my friends back to the Emerald City.
Right away, miss. Lads, that's 4 passengers plus 1 livestock item for the Emerald City. Immediate delivery. Hold tight, please! We are now flying at a height of 1,000 wingspans.
We're going so fast. Look, Toto, we can see the whole of Oz. Have you done this job long, Captain?
In the old days, miss, my brothers and I lived in a forest. Wasting time, always up to no good.
But not bad.
Ah, mischievous, maybe. That's what monkeys do. But bad? Nah, miss, not us. And then, the good witch Galinda...
Oh, I've heard of her. The good witch of the south?
Yeah, that's her. She caught some of the lads stealing moonbeams from her cloud palace. So she took us in hand. Made your golden cap and bound us to its spell.
She made the cap?
It keeps us out of trouble, see? Fair and proper.
But if it's Glinda's golden cap, how did the Wicked Witch of the West get hold of it?
Ah, well, the thing is... Oh, sorry, miss, maybe later. We are now making our descent to the Wizard's Palace. Oh,
so soon? That's impressive. I hope the wizard's pleased. I so want my friends to get their rewards.
Hold tight!
Oh!
How much longer? This chamber must be the draughtiest place in the palace.
The wizard's kept us waiting too long.
There should be trumpets and a welcoming committee. Hail, the conquering heroes, come!
And bunting. There'd be bunting if I was in charge.
Maybe we're not expected. Or the witch was right. We shouldn't have trusted him.
Oh! I'm sorry. The wizard was too busy to see you today. Too busy? Please call again tomorrow. Good day.
Outrageous!
We've returned from our quest.
The quest on which he sent us.
And it's complete.
We want the rewards he promised us.
Not today. Thank you. Not today? What sort of wizard is he?
He's busy. Oh.
And we've been busy, too. Let us through.
Seconded.
Third.
And fourth.
Out of our way!
Come back! You go to me!
The hall was deserted. The throne was empty. Above them, the domed roof leaned in, heavy with brooding shadow. But they were alone, with only their own echoes for company.
Oh, well, that's a fine way to treat guests.
What do we do now?
We wait. I'm not going till we see the wizard.
And then they heard his voice, the voice of the wind and the storm.
I am Oz, the great and terrible. Why do you seek me?
Where is he? Last time he was a great beast.
A beautiful lady.
A ball of frightful flame.
Great Oz, tell us, where are you?
I am everywhere. Everywhere.
To the eyes of common mortals, he was invisible.
You promised to send me back to Kansas when the Wicked Witch was destroyed.
You promised a new heart.
And brains.
And what about my courage, eh?
The witch! Is she destroyed?
She is! As you ordered!
Melted with a bucket of water!
How did you know that?
Your arrival is very sudden. You must return tomorrow. I have to consider.
No, we won't wait a day longer.
We've done what you asked. We've freed the lands from wickedness.
We're heroes, you know, and deserve better treatment.
I must have time.
Travelers bowed before the wizard's wisdom. Filled with remorse, they edged out of the hall.
This isn't right.
Maybe we should go.
I'm not budging.
The witch warned us not to trust you. You have promises to keep.
I am Oz, the great and terrible. All who oppose my will, I destroy.
Toto!
Before the wizard
No, come back!
They quailed.
Stop that!
Cowered.
Leave the curtain alone!
Wailed! Cowered!
Oh, my goodness!
Do you mind?
Who are you?
It's him, the city gatekeeper.
I am... Are you spying on us?
I am Oz, the great and terrible. Oh, please, put the axe down. I'll do anything you want.
You're the wizard? But before, you said...
I know. Great head, lovely lady, ball of fire.
Mighty beast. Oh,
well, it's all just make-believe. It's my story.
No, it's ours.
Oh, sorry.
You're not a great wizard at all.
Oh, shush, not so loud. If people hear, I'll be ruined.
And so you should be.
But we thought...
Oh, that's the trouble. People think too much. But me, I'm just an ordinary man. I love telling stories.
He's a fraud. A humbug.
Yes, that's right. A humbug is exactly what I am.
And what about our rewards?
Oh, dear friend.
Oh, now he wants sympathy.
Oh, please, not so loud.
Who else knows you're a humbug?
No one else. But if you tell them, oh, dear.
What about the wizard I saw? The great head on the throne?
One of my tricks. You see, I haven't always lived here.
I was born in Omaha.
Oh, that's not so far from Kansas.
But farther from here.
When I grew up, I taught myself to throw my voice and imitate any bird or beast. Meow!
Toto's not impressed.
No. I ran away to be the hot air balloonist at a circus. Up I went every day, calling people to the show.
The roll-up man!
That's it! The circus folk taught me skills and tricks, and I was never so happy. Then one day, my balloon's ropes tangled and broke. And off I sailed up into the clouds.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. The wind caught me and blew me far away, here to the land of Oz. Of course, when I descended in splendor from the clouds, the people thought I was a great wizard. And, well, I went along with it. I had my tricks, after all. So they built me a palace and a city, and my fame spread. But that made the witches jealous. I've been at war with both of them ever since.
But now we've got rid of them for you.
So it's time to pay us back.
And we won't stand for haggling.
Dorothy here wants to go home.
Yes, but you see...
Mr. Wizard, are you saying you can't keep your promises?
Maybe the witch wasn't lying after all.
What do you expect from a great and terrible humbug?
Mr. Wizard, please.
I... Of course. Of course. You'll have your rewards tomorrow, I promise. Of course you will.
Oh, the wizard. That is to say, me. Well... I know when I'm beaten. When folks see through your tricks, then it's time to pack your trunk and head to the next town. But first, there's hearts and minds and courage to be found, and I will. I must. Even if I keep the whole Emerald City up all night in order to do it.
Dorothy! Are you awake?
Oh, be quiet, Toto.
Dorothy!
Scarecrow! What is it? What's happening?
You better come out on the balcony. It's exciting. There's crowds and everything.
A day indeed of beryl and viridescence. For the first time in many years, I, Oz, the great and terrible, appear before you. Today, the Emerald City is free, for the great threat is over. The wicked witches are dead!
Ready for this, Dorothy?
Oh, yes.
Today we honor our returned heroes.
Conquering heroes?
Yes, conquerors indeed. For their great deeds, I hereby present the Scarecrow with a new brain.
Gosh, shaped like a new hat.
Stuffed with bran and pine needles to keep you sharp.
Thanks. It's a lovely... green.
And the Tin Woodsman I decorate with a new heart. Let's stick it here. Hold still.
Green silk. Oh, with red embroidered veins. Oh, I am touched.
No, no, don't cry. You know what'll happen.
Thank you.
And to the lion... King of beasts.
Oh, too kind.
A phial of distilled courage.
A bottle of bravery, a blazing bravado.
To be taken 3 times a day after meals.
Splendid. I'll never be a scaredy cat again.
But, what about Dorothy?
Yes, she's the most heroic of all.
Oh, no. No, not really.
Unveil the dirigible!
It's a balloon!
My old balloon, patched up by the fine ladies of the Evergreen League.
Oh, Mr. Wizard, does this mean we're going home?
It does indeed, my dear. A whole new chapter.
Oh, thank you.
My friends and subjects, I'm going on a brief trip to carry our heroic Dorothy home to Kansas.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
But fear not, for while I'm gone, the gallant Scarecrow will rule over you.
Oh, me? Oh, really?
For he has better brains now than any of us. And he'll look after you well.
I will. I will, of course. Thank you.
Come, Dorothy, hurry up, or the balloon will fly away.
Yes, ready. But, where's Toto?
Goodbye, Dorothy.
Here we are, my dear.
Yes, I mean, goodbye, but have you seen Toto? Toto!
Dorothy, please hurry.
Toto! Where are you?
Thank you, Dorothy. Hurry back soon.
Dorothy!
Please wait! Toto!
There he goes!
Chasing a kitten.
Toto! Come back!
Dorothy!
The balloon! Grab the rope! Quick!
Dorothy! I'm sorry. I can't stop it.
Wait! Come back!
Too late.
Oh, no, wait! Come back! I want to go home.
I'm sorry!
No, Toto! He's gone. What do we do? We're stranded. Now we'll never get home.
You can stay with us, Dorothy. Here, your tea.
I don't want tea.
Or come and visit me in my forest.
Or me in Winkyland.
You've changed all our lives. You're always welcome.
No! No, I mean, I love you all, but it's not the same. I belong with Aunt Em and Uncle Henry. That's my home. Now, please, leave me alone.
I don't know what to say.
Not so hot on feelings.
We must do something. She'll pine away.
No, Toto, not now.
No. Wait, what's he got?
Toto, what is it?
It's the witch's golden cow.
Oh.
Oh, Toto. Oh, you're so clever.
And you've still got two wishes left.
Golden cap, feather and quill. Winged monkeys, come to me. Come to me and do my will.
I saw that was nifty.
We grant wishes too, the needy, with our service safe and speedy. What's your second wish, miss?
Captain, please fly me to Kansas.
Oh, splendid!
Ah, well, Kansas, miss.
Sounds dodgy.
See, thing is, miss, the rules is very particular. We belong in this land, not elsewhere. No winged monkey'd ever make it across a desert. Oh. Sorry, miss.
But surely...
Sorry. When you have a last request, let us know, eh?
Blasted Julian rules.
What do I do? I've wasted a wish. I'll never get home. The story's all gone wrong.
Lion, Scarecrow, over here.
Awkward business.
We have to get Dorothy home.
What can we do? That wretched wizard.
You're the brainy one, Scarecrow.
No, but...
We all got our wishes, but what's she got?
You're all heart, you are. But you'll still need my courage to help you.
I'm sorry. I'm tired. I'm going back to bed.
Oh gosh.
What's up, old chum?
I'm all jitters.
Steady on, old chum.
I think... I'm having an idea. Dorothy, wait! I was thinking.
What is it?
I was looking at the map. Yeah, look. You see here, the road going south.
Straight to the sandy desert, mm-hmm. But there's no way across.
But the south, that's where Glinda, the good witch, lives. Maybe we could ask her.
Oh, it's an awfully long way. And I can't waste another wish asking the monkeys.
Then we'll walk. I shall escort you.
Me too. Besides, cities made me feel uncomfortable.
And I can appoint Captain Ginger to rule in my absence, so I can come too.
Well, I do need to return Glinda's stolen cap. Oh, thank you all so much. Oh, it's so good to have friends.
Excuse me. Just a minute. The good witch of the north here. Is this seat taken? Oh, good. Now, with the lack of a proper narrator, someone has to take over this story. The lands are still full of nastiness that the wicked sisters left behind, and they need tidying up. So, music, please. The friends take the road south through Quadling Country. That's where the locals wear red. And if they skirt round the forest of fighting trees, they'll soon be heading into dainty China Country, where the porcelain people live in teacups. Beyond that, over the mountains, close by the great waterfall, is the palace of Glinda, the good witch of the south, whom no one has seen for months.
Ah, the open road. Not a cloud in the sky.
Wait for me, old chap. Are you sure this is the right way?
2 days out and you're losing your nerve already.
Not a bit. I'm thinking, that's all.
Bad idea. Leave that to Scarecrow.
But didn't someone say Glinda hadn't been seen for ages? Well, suppose she's not there.
Oh, my, hush. Dorothy will hear.
You see that white line up ahead? That's the Great Wall that surrounds dainty China Country.
The Great Wall of China?
Oh, I've heard of that. But I didn't know it was in Oz.
Look, all along the road. Statues, little ones.
They're all higgledy-piggledy, not lined up at all.
Stay by me, Toto.
It could be some sort of commemoration.
Oh, but aren't they painted beautifully? Oh, look at the shepherdess. So delicate. Oh, and her sheep, too.
All look downright scared to me.
And there's a tiny ballerina. Oh, with her handsome prince.
All heading away from the wall.
As if they're trying to escape.
The wall's broken. It's where they're coming through.
Help me.
Dorothy?
That wasn't me.
Please, help me.
It's this statue. The milkmaid.
She's talking? No, surely not.
Lion?
My best cow.
Oh, madam, I hardly touched it. I mean, the leg just broke off. Profound apologies.
They're made of painted china. All of them.
Look, if I slide it back, there.
No.
Good as new. You can hardly see the join.
Oh, Lion.
We'll never get her.
Something's wrong with her.
To the mantis.
She stopped.
Oh, no.
Like the rest of them. They're all stuck.
What's the matter with them all?
What's that? Something's happening.
It was inside the wall.
Stay clear. I'll take a look.
What is it?
Not a good sight.
What's that?
By my tail.
Chinatown. Always such a pretty place. Lies in ruins. The ground is strewn with shards of porcelain. Every china house smashed and broken.
The poor people.
Who could do such a terrible thing?
Something's coming. Get behind me.
No, wait!
A tiny coach and four is approaching, all white and gold, and a delicate head leans from its window.
Get out of the road!
Oh! Are you a princess?
Out of our way!
Excuse us, lovely lady.
Oh, heavens.
Can we humble few be of assistance?
No, sir, you cannot. Our fragile land is invaded and we must flee.
But who's attacked you?
Terrible wild creatures. Hammer-headed men who love to smash our land to pieces. Forgive my companion, poor Mr. Joker. His nervous disposition has made him slightly cracked.
Your lovely highnessness, please let us help.
No, the good witch Glinda always cared for us, but since she vanished...
She's vanished?
She's not been seen for months.
Oh, lovely.
But we need her help, too. What's happened to her?
We have to go.
Go? But where to?
I cannot say. It's cold outside our land. Our joints stiff until we're only good for standing about our mantelpieces. But anything's better than staying here. Oh, that's happening.
Yeah. Princess, yeah. Wait!
Princess!
They're slowing already!
Oh, no!
They're not moving. Frozen.
Just another lovely statue.
The hammerheads must be stopped.
The hammerheads. I'm sick of them. Blunt-brained creatures who delight in breaking lovely things. Their heads whooshing out on stalks like giant bullfrogs slurping up flies.
They're coming! What do we do?
We go, of course!
No, wait!
They're smashing everything! Vandals!
Toto, come here!
All the buildings!
All the people! Run! Quick, before they see us!
Very uncooked!
Too late! We're spotted!
Oh, look out! Push!
Nothing. Knocked out.
Lean on me, old chum. Come on.
They're following us. Don't struggle, Toto.
Wherever we hide, they'll smash it open.
And then smash us.
So we stop. Stop here. Stand our ground.
What are you doing?
Stopping and fighting them. Let's see how they like my axe.
Get fresh, old chaps.
It's what? Any better ideas?
I'm calling for help.
Golden Cap, but Dorothy, that's your last wish.
It doesn't matter. Golden Cap, Feather and Quill, winged monkeys, come to me. Come to me and do my will.
I'm not much of a fighter.
I'll soon see these blighters off.
That just encouraged them.
I know. We each catch the eye of one.
Oh, not sure about that. Nasty custom.
Then, as they whoosh their necks out, we swap places. Tie them in knots.
Scarecrow, you're a genius.
Really? Miss these new brains. They're excellent.
Golden Cap, Feather and Quill.
I don't follow at all.
Just do it, old chum. You'll see.
Change places.
Yes.
All right,
ready? Crash! Clang!
Hey, you!
Hey, you!
Yes, you!
Here they come, and...
Whoosh!
Whoosh!
Right!
Didn't work!
And again!
Now I follow!
And again!
Whoosh!
Whoosh!
They're next! You've done it!
That'll take them a while to get untangled.
No, my elixir really works! Anyone wants a fight? They can have one!
Dorothy, any sign of help yet?
We grant wishes to the needy with our service safe and... Miss, have you been having a bit of a dust-up?
Captain, suppose you were asked to carry our friends here to somewhere far away, like a distant mountain or a desert.
Is that a wish, miss?
No. Captain, not a wish.
Of course, there's rules.
I thought there might be.
Over livestock, particularly Pugnacious livestock, liable to do my lads an injury.
Oh, that means no, doesn't it?
Sorry, miss.
Sooner or later, these hammerheads are going to get free.
And they'll smash dainty China country to a pile of broken crockery.
Captain?
Miss?
Please, and this really is a wish. Please take us to find Glinda, the Good Witch of the South.
Oh, Dorothy, no.
You may need your wish.
You're sure, Miss?
I am. Toto, up you come.
Bravest of girls.
Final wish?
Yes, please, take us to Glinda.
Oh, Miss, we thought you'd never ask. Please, hold tight. Here we are again, Miss.
Do you know what's become of her?
Glinda, the good? Mm-hmm. Well, that's witch's business. It's not safe to pry.
Oh, that's not helpful, Captain.
Look, the wicked witches, them of the East and West, they was mean. Really mean. They've been after ruling us for years, right? They attacked Glinda and stole her silver shoes and golden cap.
But the East Witch was killed when I arrived.
And you got the shoes. And then you got the cap from herself in the West.
And I'm going to return them to Glinda. She is still alive, isn't she?
Oh, yeah, Miss.
Then where? Oh, and please don't tell me rules are rules.
Well, the thing is...
Yes?
The two wicked ones. They trapped Glinda in her own palace. She's been there for months.
In her own home?
Not even the Good Witch of the North is strong enough to save her.
So that's why she sent me to the wizard. She thinks I'll save Glinda. But that's not fair. I've been all fixed up.
You can see where this is going. My poor sister is trapped quite beyond my help. More mess. But now we have Dorothy. Such a nice, tidy girl. Oh, but anyway. To their right is the great waterfall. And that's Glinda's palace up ahead.
It's all gray. Like cobweb. What's happened to it?
We are now starting our descent.
But you can't just leave us here.
Orders is orders, Miss. We hope you enjoyed your flight.
The place is deserted, Toto. Something dreadful must have happened.
It's a disaster.
Scarecrow, what happened?
Oh, my new hat. It blew off on the way.
Your brains.
They were new, but now they're... Oh, what's the word?
Lost?
That's it.
Oh, calamity.
Lion.
The stopper on my bottle of bravado has leaked. Look. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Where is it? My heart. It was here.
Your new heart.
It's vanished. It was here when we left. Oh. I know it.
Oh, Toto.
What's that?
Give it here. Come on.
Oh, my poor heart.
Yes. Toto's found it.
My heart.
It's a bit chewed. Sorry.
Oh, my brain.
My bottle. Was that a spot of rain?
Oh, no.
Oh, never mind. As long as Dorothy's all right.
No, I mean, yes. Yes, of course. I'm fine.
Help me. Please.
What was that?
Someone inside. Toto, stay on guard.
It's dark. All that web.
Oh, I'm not sure about this. I don't know what to think.
Don't worry. I'll protect you all. Ugh. This place is even dirtier than the Wicked Witch's castle. Ugh. Can Glinda really be here? What was that?
Something's in here with us.
Oh, you think so? Oh, I'll be outside.
Oh, wait!
Is that you, mocking me again?
Up there, caught in the web.
Oh, like a butterfly.
Hello? Are you Glinda the Good?
Go back, whoever you are. It's not safe.
My name is Dorothy, and these are Scarecrow and Tin Man and Lion.
Hold still. I can cut you down.
Go back. My wicked sister's trapped me here.
But your goodness, the Wicked Witches are dead.
Dorothy killed them both.
Dead? Both of them?
It was an accident.
You killed my sisters.
I'm sorry.
An innocent child like you.
Not like her.
It was her.
Ah, did my Northwood sister send you? She always had an eye for unexpected talent.
She didn't exactly ask. We came to bring you these.
What's that? I can't see. Oh, my golden cap and silver shoes. Put them away. Hide them.
But they're yours.
Don't let it see them.
What's she saying?
That thing. The creature that my Westwood sister sent to torment me.
The spider.
The portentous proportions with only one eye.
Oh, it has her head. The old witch's head.
It's her creature. Please go. Leave now.
Oh, it's looking at me. I can't.
Stand back, Dorothy. I'll cut it down.
Tin Man!
All bundled up with cobwebs. Right. Come on, then, you appalling arachnid. Let's be having you.
Watch out!
Lion! What do we do?
My wand! In the web up there! I've been trying to reach it!
Let me do it! If I pile the chairs up...
Scarecrow, be careful!
And then I can fetch it down!
It's coming! Oh, please be careful!
No, I can just...
Look out! No!
Run, child, run! You cannot fight it!
I won't desert my friends! No, you can't harm me, you witch's monster! The sign of the witch's kiss will protect me! But I know what you want. The shoes! The silver shoes! But you'll have to catch me first!
Run, Dorothy!
Come and get them. What's the matter? Scared of a little dog and a bit of rain? Now's your chance. Come on. I did for your mother and your auntie. But now you can pay me back and get the shoes too. Come on. You'll never have a better chance. In the rain, just like her mother. Horrible thing. Oh, and her web's melting too. She's gone.
Oh, child, you have freed me. Oh, there, what a relief. I thought I'd never touch the floor again.
Oh, Dorothy, you did it again. Destroyed all the wickedness.
Splendiferous. What a regular redeemer you are, my dear.
Dorothy, you're so brave I could cry. Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've made such a mess. I don't suppose you have a broom.
But there was no need for that. The last of the rain washed all that wickedness out. My dear sister was freed at last. A most satisfactory conclusion, I think. And the Land of Oz sparkled in the sunlight like a new pin.
Good, good. Let's get this done properly. Dorothy Gale. Yes, and Toto. We thank you for your selfless service to the Land of Oz.
We certainly do.
Well said.
Here, here.
Thanks to you, our powers of good are restored. By the laws of my golden cap, the winged monkeys shall drive the hammerheads from dainty China country.
Mom, in the rules.
Which you rewrote, I believe, Captain.
Well, Mom.
All this union nonsense. I created the cap. and you will return the Scarecrow to the Emerald City, the Tin Man to the Land of the Winkies, and the Lion to his kingdom in the forest. After which I give the cap to you, and your lads shall be free forever. Right, I think that covers everything.
Ma'am?
What now? Things need tidying up, you know.
Thank you for your kindness, Ma'am.
Of course.
But, what about Dorothy?
Please, your goodness, you're very kind. But Toto and I want to get back home to Kansas.
My dear, you may keep the silver shoes.
Well, yes, I mean, they're lovely, but...
Try clicking the heels together. They'll take you over the desert, straight home again.
They will?
Of course.
But...
Dorothy, that's wonderful.
Couldn't be more chuffed for you, my dear.
Home. No place like it.
You mean, I could have gone back any time?
Why, yes. But thank goodness you didn't. No one needs silly gifts from the wizard. Bravery, brains, and a heart. You had those qualities all along. Oh. It just took Dorothy here to show you. Where would we be without her? Oh.
So, I click my heels? Like this?
She's gone!
Yes, well, that's how magic works, you see. Busy, busy.
Without a goodbye.
And Toto, too.
But we shall all really miss them.
Home in an instant, but with a head full of memories that some foolish folk call fairy tales. We never say happy ever after. That's silly. It never stays that way for long. Helping other things along a bit, tidying up. That, in the end, is what really counts.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Dorothy.
Dorothy, you've got that faraway look again.
Sorry, Aunt Em.
The new house won't build itself.
I am glad to be home. I really am.
I don't know. You and your stories.
Toto, we'll go back one day. I promise. I know it's all gray here, but look. If you blow away the dust, there's still color underneath. Just like a rainbow. Dear friends, I do miss you. I really do. But in the end, it's so good to be home. Mm.